Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
Joining us now, covers the Cougs for KSLSports.com. He's our buddy Mitch Harper. What's up, Mitch?
It's busy, 12 hours or so for BYU basketball, getting two key players back into the fold.
Yeah, Richie Saunders, Dallin Hall this morning announcing they're coming back to BYU. Before the BYU angle, can you tell me what Mark Pope's role or not role is in this? Are these guys he tried to get to Kentucky and couldn't?
Richie Saunders, he tried to get to Kentucky. He was on a visit to Lexington earlier this week. But ultimately, he comes back to BYU. And, you know, Kentucky's also in the mix for Otega Owe from Oklahoma and Stojakovic from Stanford. So that could play a role, too. But Saunders comes back. And, you know, Kevin Young made it a top priority to retain this roster. You know, Dallin Hall had heavy interest from Duke, Oklahoma, Clemson, Utah, Utah State, and he runs it back to BYU. So these are pretty noteworthy additions. And, you know, Richie Saunders, third in offensive rating in the Big 12 Conference this past year. Dallin Hall was seventh in assist rate in the league. These are key pieces for BYU to have a chance to compete in a league that's going to be deeper next season with the addition of the four corner schools. Like, there's still work to be done for BYU's roster. Just to assume they're going to be better than they were last season, I think that's a bit premature. But this gives them a chance to, you know, entertain the conversation of them being back in the NCAA tournament mix. And that's really all you can ask for in year one with a new regime.
Tell us about this staff hire, Mitch. Reading your write-up on it, I like his background. I mean, he seems like he's qualified to do a really good job.
Yeah, Dunson comes from Stanford, and he was under Jared Haas's staff. And, you know, the big thing on him is that he's just got a recruiting background. His whole coaching tenure, time is since his playing days concluded, it's about recruiting. And I think that's going to be key for Kevin Young to assemble, you know, a staff that's got coaches that are deep in the recruiting game, because that's just a foreign world to Kevin Young, who's been operating in the NBA for the past 15 years. So, Dunson's recruiting connections, I think, are going to help, piecing together this roster, because right now they've got five scholarships available. So there's a lot of work to be done to get this thing assembled for next season.
So a lot of goodwill with those two players coming back to BYU. You mentioned the open spots. How close are they to being a competitive roster again? Or do you think they are ready to go day one and they just need to find some pieces around the edges?
I think they're going to be competitive. I think the only issue is just you're in a league where at best you're probably the seventh best team right now. I mean, you see the additions Kansas has made. Houston gets Miles Uzon from Oklahoma. He's going to be a great replacement potentially for Jamal Shedd. Houston's going to be loaded. Iowa State's national title good. I mean, you just go on. And then, you know, Baylor's got A.J. Edgecombe from New York. I mean, this league will be so much better next season. And you could argue last season BYU had kind of a light Big 12 schedule with some of the scheduling breaks that they did have. So, again, I think that, you know, this is a moment for BYU to be very excited about what Kevin Young can do. But I think it's still going to take time. And I think they've got to address the post. Losing Ali Khalifa to Louisville was a noteworthy loss in the sense of just from continuity and size. You know, BYU does not have much size. They only have one player above 6'7", and that's Noah Waterman, and he's not a big. He's a stretch four. They got Foose coming back, who's 6'6". He's your center right now, but you've got to add some size in the post. And that's going to be the challenge for BYU when putting together this roster. But it's definitely a good starting point by retaining most of this roster from last season.
So where does McKay Hillstead fit into the quarterback room, Mitch?
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, that is a fascinating addition for BYU. And I think that when people look at that on the surface and just assume it's a move that's not going to make a dent in that quarterback unit, I disagree. I think he's got the ability at some point to start. I think even Scotty G said that on his show and on Twitter, and he's the voice of the Aggies who's seen every snap of McKay last season. He's got talent. And I think that at a minimum, you know, this is an addition that, you know, gives BYU, puts, you know, Jake Retzlaff and Gary Bohannon on notice that you got to be at your best. And I think what's fascinating about this dynamic of BYU's quarterback unit is that unlike last year where you knew who the guy was and there was no one outside of Keaton Slovis that had any sort of experience at the college level, you've got four quarterbacks at BYU who have started games. And I get, you know, you got more than one, you don't have one. I get that. But I think that even after fall camp, this will be a deal where you have to perform consistently to maintain that job. You know, Kalani always talks about every single day there's competition. That's going to be the case here with this quarterback unit. So, you know, if, you know, Jake Retzlaff gets anointed the number one guy in week one, but if they have a lackluster performance as they did against Sam Houston in week one out of the gate, then you've got options to turn to guys that have experience at the FBS level. So I think Hillstead's a really good player. And I think that he's someone that also helps your cause in terms of underclassmen and kind of building out the quarterback pipeline. You know, BYU had a couple recruiting cycles where they missed on not signing a single quarterback, and that's put them behind the eight ball to where they're turning to these one-and-done senior grad transfers. You can't play in that game at the quarterback position every single year. And even in this 2025 recruiting cycle, they have yet to sign a quarterback. And you look across the nation, many of the top quarterback prospects are already going off the board. So you're now getting to that world of the three-star, the lightly recruited prospects that are more developmental. You have to kind of build this thing out and have some guys that you feel could be, you know, future starting quarterbacks in the Big 12. And I think McKay Hillstead showed enough last year at Utah State that makes you kind of feel that he could be a starter. I mean, he goes for 399 against a top 25 James Madison team and put them in a position to, you know, be in that game late. So after being dug in a hole down 24 zip early. So I think it's an important addition for BYU. I'm a little bit surprised they actually did it because, you know, when I asked Aaron Roderick if they would add another transfer portal quarterback in the post-spring window, he just simply said no. And, you know, McKay Hillstead being a local guy and I think someone that can help that roster, it ties into what BYU always looks for in the portal where you can build up the team with an addition. I think it definitely helps the cause.
Sorry to switch back to basketball, but sounds like a cool opportunity for the players currently on the BYU roster to go check out the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Young tonight.
Yeah, they'll be inside the arena to see, you know, the Suns in action against the Timberwolves. Dallin Hall will be there. Richie Saunders, he's traveling abroad, so he's not expected, of course, to be there. But, yeah, you get a chance to see their coach in action, and it's not very common. I mean, I think back to all the NBA coaches that have transitioned over to college, you know, Fred Hoiberg's probably one of the more successful ones who's currently at Nebraska, but He wasn't an acting NBA coach, you know, in the transition to college. So it's very unique that these BYU players get a chance to see a lead assistant for an NBA playoff team and kind of be around the Suns tonight. So definitely a unique opportunity. I think one that can, you know, help their cause to, you know, maybe kind of get to know their coach even a little bit more, because that's always the challenge with, you know, getting a new coaching staff is, you know, these players did not, you know, pick this coach, but in this era of the portal, they do have that, they have other options to explore. And a few of these guys have already picked, and the guys that have stayed out of the portal, clearly they're very intrigued by what Kevin Young can provide. And I think it's a noteworthy deal that he's offering this opportunity to them.
What do you have your eye on for the rest of the NFL draft?
Kingsley Suamati, of course. And I think that, you know, Keaton Slovis, the run that of quarterbacks, I think it's created an opportunity where seventh round, you know, someone takes a flyer on a quarterback, and that might be Keaton Slovis. Seeing those that wave of QBs taken that early, you know, he's in a spot where he might get drafted. So I think those are the two things I'm looking for. Also, you know, Aiden Robbins, I think, is very interesting, a running back from BYU. But I would expect he's more of a priority undrafted free agent, just considering there's just not much draft capital invested into running backs these days. But I think he's a guy that will get an opportunity, and he'll perform well. He's huge. He's got great measurables and size, and I think he'd be a really good player in the NFL. But I think, you know, BYU's, you know, doing a nice job at least every year getting one guy. You know, there was that stretch about a decade ago where you maybe go back-to-back years without draft picks. And, you know, Kalani has made it a point in this program to value the NFL. And he's clearly stated, like, he wants to get guys to the league and make that a top priority. And I think it's helped, you know, be getting more draft picks, you know, from BYU, whereas there was just kind of a stretch there where that wasn't happening.
Mitch, we appreciate you and all your fine work and effort. Check out Mitch's stuff at kslsports.com. I know it's been crazy busy for everybody, but in the BYU world, it's been just as busy as everything else. So great job, and we appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Mitch.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
The one and only Mitch Harper.
911, emergency.
I've been kidnapped, my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact, he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.